some favoured food of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Rice formed a part of the diet of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Hazrat Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam liked the hard rice struck to the container after cooking. Fish. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also consumed fish. It improves digestion and provides strength. It is best when eaten fresh. It is highly recommended for the weak and the diabetic as it is very rich in protein and is good substitute for meat. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu reports, there is no creature in the sea, but Allah has already slaughtered it for the humans.
Harira. Harira is made of ghee, flour, sugar and milk and is very useful for a weak person. The Holy Prophet ﷺ liked it and advised to have it especially when suffering from high temperature. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates, when anyone would have a high temperature in the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him, he would order to arrange for harira and advise for it to be drunk sip by sip. He said, this provides strength to a weak heart and eases it just as water washes away dirt. Tirmizi Sharif. Kaddu, mellow. The Holy Prophet was also fond of vegetables, in which he liked kaddu the most. Kaddu is extremely beneficial to provide the intellect and to balance the body. It relieves fever when pieces are rubbed on palms and soles. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu reports, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved kaddu, and so I used to make every effort to provide it when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to eat with me. Tirmizi Sharif. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu also reports that I saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam looking for kaddu in his plate. Since then, I always preferred to eat it. Sareed. To soak chapati in salan is called sareed. One form of sareed is cooked in ghee and paneer. Sareed is very tasty and extremely useful in providing strength. It formed a regular part of the diet of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma reports, of all the dishes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved sareed of meat the most.
Vinegar. The nature of vinegar is a unique combination of warmth and cold. It refreshes the body and digests foods and kills the body worms. Because of its excessive benefits, the Holy Prophet ﷺ preferred it and also advised it to use as a substitute to gravy. Hazrat Umm Hani radiallahu anha reports that the Prophet ﷺ once came to me and asked if I had anything to eat. I replied that I only had some dry chapatis and vinegar. He said, bring it. The house which has vinegar is not devoid of gravy. Dates. Dates are found in abundance in the Arabian Peninsula. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked them and used them extensively. Dates or khajur purify blood, strengthen the heart and digestion, and make the body healthier. Thus, it is sunnah to eat them, and there are other various ahadiths highlighting its benefits. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet, peace be upon him, stated, if one has 7 ajwa dates in the morning, then poison or magic will not harm him for the rest of the day. Hadith, Muslim Sharif.
Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates
that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to come to me and ask, do you have anything to eat? If I replied no, then he would say, I have made intention for fasting. The next time he again asked the same, I replied, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have received some gift. He inquired to what it was. I said, sweet dish made of dates. He said, I have been fasting since morning and consumed the dish. Honey. Honey serves as medicine as well as food. Its nature is warm and dry. It is particularly helpful in phlegm and illness of the stomach and also in cough. Allah has kept many benefits in it, and so The Prophet ﷺ expressed his liking for it and consumed it wherever possible.
Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha narrates
that the Prophet, peace be upon him, liked sweet dishes and honey. Bukhari Sharif. It is stated in Madarijun Nabuwat that the Holy Prophet ﷺ used to have honey mixed in water in the morning. And after a while, when he felt hungry, he would eat whatever was available. Figs. Fig is a very delicate fruit. When ripe, it falls from the branches. Many people dry them for preservation. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, consumed it and also highlighted its benefits. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu reports that a tray full of figs was presented once to the Prophet, peace be upon him. He asked us to eat it, and we did. He then said, "If someone claims that there can be a fruit which can come from paradise, then I will say it is this. Eat it, as it is beneficial for joint pains."
Khuda ki azmatein kya hai? Khuda ki azmatein kya hai? Muhammad Mustafa jaane maqame Mustafa kya hai? Maqame Mustafa kya hai? Muhammad ka khuda jaane maqame Mustafa kya hai? Muhammad ka khuda jaane.
SDI Mobile Media. Easy access to our popular website content now from your mobile. Listen to Naat, speeches, Ijtima archives, anytime, anywhere. Read books in English, Urdu and Gujarati. Titles including Six Rights of a Muslim, Islamic Concept of Nikah, Wisdom of Namaz, How Hajj Performed and more, all from your mobile. Visit sunnidawatislami.net/mobile. SDI Mobile Media. Knowledge on demand.